Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Bulky Blue Podcast. And today is going to be a... I was going to do the Chelsea vs Palace review. Something popped up and I couldn't do it. So I'm going to quickly go over that match. But the main talking point is something that happened yesterday. Right, so with the Chelsea Palace game, we won 3-0. Good opening day. It leaves us second in the table after 1 week gone. Not really a lot to look into, given it's the first week. A week in which City lost against Spurs. So, you know for a fact City are going to be up there. There or thereabouts towards the end of the season. So you can't really look into it too much after 1 week. But we needed to get the 3 points. We got the 3 points. We got 3 goals. The match was pretty much all us. Basically dominated. We got a free kick in the 27th minute, which Marcus Alonso buried. Put it in the top corner. Goalkeeper didn't even move. And it turned out it was the 50th direct free kick that Chelsea have scored in the Premier League era. And yeah, I thought that was pretty cool. Pulisic then taps in the 40th minute. Ball comes in from the right hand side. It looks like Werner got in the way of the goalkeeper and Pulisic tapped it in. And then, lo and behold, in the 58th minute, on his Premier League debut, Trevoh Chalobah scored a 25-yard grass-burning bullet. It was hard, it was low. In the bottom corner, goalkeeper, no chance, and he scored in his debut, and his celebration said it all, really. He just dropped to his knees, pointed to the sky, and then he had all of the players just surround him and hug him. Aspi was the first one there. Yeah, it was brilliant to see. One thing I did want to point out, sorry, that I wrote in my notes when I was going to do the review, was we outperformed our XG. Our expected goals was 1.21 and we scored 3. And we did that without Lukaku, who is a clinical striker. I did want to make a note on Werner and Pulisic, but Werner I'll get into more in a minute. With Pulisic, the goal, I think, papers over what was a poor performance. He won the odd free kick here and there, but kept losing the ball. Passes going awry. It just wasn't a good performance up until that goal. But when you win 3-0, you can't really complain. Werner, I think, had a very quiet day on Saturday. Yes, he was somewhat involved in the second goal. In that he got in front of the keeper, which put him off to then let Pulisic tap it in. But I think he needs to have a big season. And there was an incident yesterday. For those who don't know, Chelsea had the first team have an open training session at Stamford Bridge. It was free to go. Obviously, the players were there. Lukaku was training with the boys. And they did a open mic thing. Asked questions, whatnot. One fan in particular, rather than giving support to the team, decided to use that second they had to go on to a public tannoy and say, get Werner out of the club. Now, that doesn't sit well for me. Is Werner the perfect striker? No. Has he scored the number of goals that we wanted him to score? No. Does his first touch occasionally let him down? Yes. But is he pivotal into the way we play at times? Absolutely. He creates so much space for others. He's runs in behind. He's pressuring from the front. His attitude. The way he always keeps his head, like, always keeps going no matter what has happened. The fact that he can do all that after, what, a year of not performing to the peak that he can perform is brilliant, in my opinion. The goals, the clinical part of his goals, the first touch, that can all be worked on. Even to the offsides, that can be worked on. But many of them offsides are marginal. Right, a little toe was offside, or, and even then, it was because he's made the run, but the pass is played late. I haven't got a problem with Werner at the club. And with Lukaku coming in now, Lukaku could help Werner massively. Because Werner doesn't have that pressure of getting 20, 25 goals a season anymore. That's on Lukaku. What Werner's got is, can he contribute to the team? Which he does. And if he can get 10, 15 goals in the process, awesome. He will assist Lukaku. Absolutely. No doubt of that whatsoever. He will win us penalties. He will get the odd goal here and there. I think him and Lukaku could end up scoring 40 plus between them this season. I really do. Because Werner makes that run in behind, gets the ball, squares it, Lukaku scores. The amount of times last season, even with all the assists he got, that Werner played the ball across and no one was there to finish it. And, or the other one, Lukaku holds the ball up, Werner makes the run in behind, Lukaku plays him in, Werner's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. He scores. So, they could strike an incredible partnership between the pair of them. As I said, I fully expect them to score 40 goals between them this season. 25 and 15, 30 and 10. Who knows the number? But I think in and around 40 this season between the pair of them, I think that's very realistic. As for the fans saying what he said, I've seen many different people's thoughts on this. Ultimately, he is entitled to his opinion. He wasn't abusive. Should he have done it? No. He wasn't abusive. He didn't insult Werner. And, yeah, I mean, the best way for Werner to basically, like, put this behind him is to use what that guy said as fuel. There's no way in hell that he didn't hear it. And the fact that Werner came out on Twitter and Instagram to basically say thank you to all of us who did support him and was like, nah, this guy's in the wrong. Like, don't believe it. We love you, man. Like, the fact that he addressed us and said thank you for all the support and all that, he heard what the guy said. And use it as fuel. Against Arsenal on Sunday, whether he scores or not, put in a performance that makes that guy realise you are pivotal to this team. Put in a performance that makes him go, oh shit, I was wrong. Because although 99% of the fan base does support Timo, loves him for his energy, his ethic, work ethic, his never say die attitude, there is that 1% who are going, oh, he didn't score XYZ goals. He only got 12 goals last season when our top scorer was him with 12 goals. But him and Tammy combined on 12 goals. But, like, Werner needs to use it, as I said, as fuel. If Werner looks at himself and goes, I'm going to shut that prick up. Because we all know what he can do when he's pissed off. When we played against Newcastle at the end of last season, when he got the smack in the lip, and it was like he turned into Super Werner. Like, he got a split lip. He then had the Newcastle defence on fucking toast for the next 70 minutes. Assisted Giroud, scored a goal himself. And it was no coincidence towards the back end of last season that he started playing really well when Havertz started playing more and more up front as well. Like when he had that second guy alongside him. I think if we play Werner and Lukaku with either a Mount in behind, Havertz in behind, or a Ziyech when he's fit in behind, we can then sort of have like a, it'll be a 3-4-1-2 sort of thing. And then have Jorginho and Kante sit while Chilwell, Reece James or Hudson-Odoi push forward. So then it becomes a 5-5 in attack. So, yeah, I mean, I've said it all along. Werner's one of my favourite players. I'll always support the guy. Has he scored the numbers we want him to score? No. Is that totally his fault? Also, no. And the amount, like, as I said, I've said before, the amount of times we haven't played to his strengths. When we do play to his strengths, we create a chance. Either he scores or he assists, will we win a penalty? Or we have a glaring chance that the goalkeeper saves or one of our players fucks up. He is pivotal to this team. And we see it in games when he doesn't play. The amount of times last season when Werner was on the bench and people were like, oh my God, where's Werner? Bring on Werner, bring on Werner. But then those same idiots would be sitting there saying, oh, Werner out because he hasn't scored 10 goals in a game. He scored against Real Madrid and people still wanted him out.
he scored a perfectly good goal against Liverpool that was ruled out for offside, and people still wanted him out. So, like, he scored twice against Leicester. One was given as handball, one was a marginal offside. But yet, people still wanted him out. Like, I don't get it. And I hope the fans that are there on Saturday or Sunday, the away end, are singing his name, that we just can't get enough of him. When I hear you, Werner, I just can't get enough. Or however the song goes, I can't remember. But sing his name, sing it proudly, and let's support the guy. Because he's already unconfident in front of goal. We don't need this idiot filling in his head with even more shit. And as I say, I hope he can just shut him up. But we move into Arsenal on Sunday. Can we do a repeat of what we did just a couple of weeks ago and beat them? I hope so. It'd be nice, because in the last few seasons, apart from the odd result here and there, they've got the better of us. And I really don't like that. I really don't. Like last season, they beat us twice. The season before, they beat us in the FA Cup final. And literally, breaking news, AC Milan are getting closer to an agreement with Chelsea for Bakayoko. Whether that, I didn't get a chance to see if that was a permanent or not, or a loan, but it was from Fabrizio Romano, so I think Bakayoko's going to AC Milan. But on that note, ladies and gentlemen, if you did enjoy, please give me a share around. It'd be an absolute dream for you guys to do that for me. And I will see you after the Arsenal game for a review of Arsenal versus Chelsea. Hopefully we win. And if we do, I'm going to be rubbing it in my brother's face, because he's an Arsenal fan. So until the next one, ladies and gentlemen, hope you have a good and safe, happy time. And I will speak to you on the next one. Good. Bye.